Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Yeah, 0-3-0-3-8.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Peter F. Caruso.
Thank you. One moment, please.
I just had a quick question. I'm at work. I'm really busy. Last night, my wife was on her phone, and she sent an email about doing a survey for COVID vaccines. So she took the COVID vaccine survey, and she did it. And it said that she can get a gift, just have to pay shipping and handling. I'm sure you've heard this story a million times. And so she picked her gift. It was the Elvere face makeup, some crap at $6.90. So she read through the entire thing. She was, you know, make sure there's no trials or this, that. There's nothing in there. So she purchased it, paid the shipping and handling, and then she read on after the fact. She's reading it was a 14-day trial. And she doesn't want, she just, I just, the whole, just, we just want the entire order kit.
Right. And what was the last name?
It's Caruso, C-A-R-U-S-O.
C-A-R.
My Chase debit card, yes. You want my email address?
No, give me one
just
moment.
Use my,
give me one moment. Do you have an order number?
603-339-3861.
That's your order number?
Oh, my order number. I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me 1 second. 1 second. Just pulling it up. Alright, order number is 21535. And there's also, I guess they offered her the Elevere Eye Serum, also, and that's got an order number 21536. Did you get that all right?
Okay. One moment, please.
Gotcha.
Okay. What's your, and what was your phone number?
603-339-3839. Yep, 3861. It was sent through my email. Do you want my email address? In the survey was sent through my email.
Thank you. One moment. One moment, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not showing it. Where did you find this number?
This number is on the page. Well, first of all, I get back an email showing the order number. It was one of those surveys. You know, you get millions of surveys. This one was a COVID vaccine. Out of all the surveys they use, my wife takes the vaccine, you know, COVID vaccine survey that they carry. So she decided to put her input. She decided to answer 3 or 4 questions on a survey. And then it gave you a choice of gifts that you can choose. You have to pay shipping and handling. You could have got a watch. You could have got a camera. You know, just pay the shipping and handling. Well, in that list was this makeup, Evian face cream makeup, which she chose that. And then said to pay the $6.90 for the shipping. Said nothing about any trials. Like, you don't get trials on the 3 watches she could have picked or on the cameras she could have picked. So she picked the hand cream, and when she paid for it, when my Chase card, so when we paid for it with my Chase card, she read through it, and it said 14-day trial, which obviously my card's going to be billed every month with a 30-day supply because it's a trial. But the point is, there was nothing mentioned about any trials, about anything whatsoever. It's just an entire email. And that's what we have today. Paid it with my Chase fee, my Chase account. Well, I got a response back, just showing the order number, showing that it's $12.90 for the face cream. That was it. And then this number that I'm calling you at is on my order number, under my order number, and on the page that they said.
Okay.
So, who are you guys? Are you guys the company that sells the Evian hand face cream? Happened to do with the survey that was sent out to everybody?
Well, we do different online reports. We sell different products online.
Right. Well, this is one of your products. I mean, there is an Evian company.
Mm-hmm.
But this wasn't a free gift for doing the survey. You just have to pay the shipping and handling. But it actually says, after you pay for it, 14-day trial, and the hand cream, face cream is a 1-month supply. And we know how that goes. If you don't cancel that trial within 14 days, they're going to be sending you that hand cream at $80 a month. But who knows? So... I haven't called Chase yet to have them involved, but I'm just calling the number that was supplied to me to call back. And this is the number. Now, have you tried putting my email address in? Because it all started with my email address.
No, because there's no way we can do it by email. You said that's how you did it with your email.
We got an email asking the survey. So you guys, this number sent us, me, an email amongst a million other surveyed emails. This was just one that my wife took the survey to her because she'd been back to me and she wanted to answer the question. And then they offer you a free gift. You choose one of your gifts. She could have chosen a watch, this, that, but she chose the hand cream, paid the shipping and handling, and here we are. And this is the number that was put under our order. Now, I mean, you deal with this stuff all the time. Does the order number sound like one of your order numbers? 21535?
No, it doesn't. It's not the order number for me.
Different format.
Yeah, it's not showing me an order number that I'm familiar with.
Nor my name, nor any of my information. I mean, most companies, you know, they throw an email in, and that's where they usually pull up accounts with emails. But you have no way of putting an email in?
No, because we don't look up accounts with email. I can try the first seats and last four digits of the card to use.
So, but you haven't found my email. I mean, if I put in the last four digits, you don't know if it's me, you know what I'm saying?
What was that?
Let me do this. So, you tell me you can't find the account at all, right?
No, with the information you provided me so far.
Okay, let me call my credit card company and talk to them. Go. All right, I'll give you guys a call. Thank you for your time.